So today we're talking about the idea of rest. How many of you like to rest? Yes. The thought and definition of rest is this from Webster's dictionary. It says, rest is freedom from activity of labor, something used for support, peace of mind or spirit, to remain confident. So for me, rest could be one thing, and then talking about rest for you, it could be another. Some folks, a restful day is to get out and go hiking somewhere. For others, a restful day is to totally unplug and just read a good book in the warm sunshine, or to go swimming, or to just veg out in front of a screen. We all have a different idea of rest. And for me, the idea of rest has been this entire year I've been processing, and with the idea I need to rest more. I need to relax more. Because in the fall, we just jumped right into it, and I was going full bore. And as many of you know, we would finish setting up, and I'd just be covered in sweat because we're just working hard, and I'm working hard for the Lord. I'm just doing it all. And I had to realize I can't do it all. And through the faithfulness and care of some folks around me here at this church, I've been able to scale back because others have stepped in and said, you know what, Pastor Brandon, we see there is a need in this area. Let us step in. Let us help you out. And it's been able to allow me to pull back and not to give so much. Because as we know, if we continuously give and give and give and give, if we run on 100% all the time, we eventually run out of gas and we face what is commonly known as burnout. And so I appreciate those here at this church that have stepped up and said, hey, Pastor Brendan, let us help you and Angela carry the load. Let us do what we can to help you out. And that's not to say we also appreciate all of our volunteers, because every Sunday it's our volunteers that make this thing happen, that are able to help set up the chairs, get these lights going, the sound system, set up our FICA, get our kids ministry going. We appreciate all of our volunteers. Our volunteers work hard. So if you see a volunteer today, thank them for their hard work today. Thank you goes a long way. But this morning, the idea of rest and what I want to convey to you is that there is an intentionality in resting. It's the idea is not to just stop working, but it is to connect and be with the Lord. The idea of biblical rest is to connect and be with the Lord. So I mentioned the Webster's Dictionary of what rest is. And biblically, there's a lot that encounters what rest is. Rest, to enter into God's rest, means to enjoy the perfect, unshakable confidence of salvation in our Lord. To rest in the assurance of God knows that our life is secure. Even though this earthly world, our life may fall apart here, our eternal life, our salvation is secure. We can rest, or as Webster said, we can remain confident in God. We can rest assured in his promises that our life after this one here on earth is safe and secure, that we have no reason to fear, that we have absolute trust and confidence in God's power and in his care for us. The idea of biblical rest, there's also the thought process of rest also means to lean on. Those of us that grew up in church, that played the old school music, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Anybody know that one? No? Okay, you were all just got one. We got the smiles of, hopefully that was the smile of, I was doing an all right job. Because I played the trumpet. I was not in choir. That was not my thing. I like to use my wind to blow through the trumpet and make a loud noise. But the idea of we have the ability to lean or to rest on God, that we get to enter into his rest, meaning that for the remainder of our lives and for all eternity, we can lean on God. We get to, you know, lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long when I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. I just wanna, anybody hear the DC Talk version of that song? No? I don't know if I'm dating myself or I'm just outside of the culture. look it up, Spotify, DC Talk, DC Talk, Lean On Me. That's what I grew up on. That's the Christian music I grew up on. They had a lot of fun. But this idea of being able to lean on God means that he will never fail in supporting us. We sing the song, Lean On Me, because I'll be your friend. How many times have you in life, hopefully it's not a lot, but you've probably all experienced a time when you tried to lean on someone for support and it was that trust fall gone wrong. They just kind of stepped back and you went down. But with God, there is always a trust in the trust fall. He will always be there to catch us because he is walking beside us. He is before us. He is behind us. He is below us and he is above us. He will never leave us nor abandon us. We can lean on him through all circumstances, all situations, all trying times, all in all joy and in all sorrow. We can lean on him. Sometimes leaning on the Heavenly Father is also like my son Elijah just jumping up in my lap and laying down on me to just lean into his Father, to receive the hugs and the embrace, you know, the tickles or just the cuddles. We have that ability as followers of Jesus to also metaphorically get up into his lap and to just lean on him. Not just because life is going crazy, but just because we want to get up and just be. Sometimes Elijah just does that. He just gets up in my lap, and then he gets going and runs away again. But he just wanted that momentary pause just to, that's my dad. We have that ability to just lean on him for support. We can depend on him for everything and in everything. The concept of rest also has a special meaning in Scripture, for God is said to have rested from his creative activity on the seventh day. We find that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. The Lord also talks about Sabbath. It was instituted for Israel to be a day of rest. The promised land was also allowed to be at rest every seventh year. The temple was to be the Lord's resting place among his people. So we see in the Old Testament, there is a huge idea of rest for the people and for the land, for God's creation. But today our focus is on the idea of rest for refreshment, to be refreshed. So again, we go back to the idea of Genesis. God created the heavens and the earth. He made all the land and the sea and the stars and the beasts and of this the beasts on land and the birds in the air and the fish in the sea. He made you and me. And then what did it say on the seventh day? He rested, right? But as we see in Exodus 31, it says not only did God rest, but that he was also refreshed in that rest. The Hebrew word there implies or brings about the meaning of renewal of energy of mind and body. God's idea of rest is that we not just unplug and veg out, because we have that opportunity now with all the streaming services. I mean, probably the average amount of streaming services most of us have are 2 to 3. There are so many abilities to just click on the TV, pull up the phone, the iPad, the tablet, the computer, whatever it is, and just veg out. But oftentimes, after vegging out, I don't feel any better. And God's idea is that when we rest, we are to rest in Him. We are to spend time with Him because He can then pour back into us. Jeremiah 31:25 says, "I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint." Proverbs 3:7-8 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment, thank you, to your bones." This idea of fearing the Lord and shunning evil, it's not to have I'm scared kind of Halloween fear, but it's to be in love with God. It's to have a reverence for who He is, an admiration that He is the King, He is the Lord. And to put yourself in submission under the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say, "You are my King. I will listen and follow your directions. I will follow your commands for my life." That is what the idea of fear of the Lord is. Not, "Brandon, do this now." You know, it's not that. Say, "Hey, Brandon, remember, this is what my word says. Love your neighbor." That means you should speak softly and kindly to your daughter, even though she's a punk right now. "Oh, all right, Lord. Okay." But it's to submit ourselves and allow Him to speak into us the commands and the ways that He has for us. Because if we submit ourselves and if we follow the plans and the desires God has, if we align ourselves with His word, Proverbs 8 says, "This will bring health to your body." So that's a physical thing. Our bodies will be physically well because we are following His rules, His guidelines, His plan for our life, and nourishment to our bones. There's a physical refreshment to following what God has for our lives. It's not a pill that we need to take. It's not a device that we put on to put us in the mood. It's being with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's putting on some worship music and just listening, saying, "God, I'm here." It's opening up our Bible or our tablet where the Bible is at and just start reading and say, "God, speak to me through your words." It's taking intentional moments to unplug, to get away from things and say, "This is my time." I loved it in the last fall, we challenged folks to just take 10 minutes a day. And I remember for months on end, Keen would come up to, "Man, Pastor Brandon, I'm still doing this. I'm very intentional. I, at this moment of the day, I say, all right, everybody, I'm gone for 10 minutes. Leave me alone for 10 minutes. I'm just with Jesus." Imagine if we all were so intentional with our time. Because if we're not intentional with our schedule, then our schedule will take over and rule us. The Red Baron and his counterparts in World War I flew planes that were not equipped with throttles for slowing down or speeding up. Yikes! As you can imagine, constant full speed took its toll on the life of the engine, and takeoff and landings were always an adventure. Veteran missionary pilot Bob Griffin described those World War I aircrafts in his book, Cleared for Takeoff. In contrast to those planes, Bob flew an aircraft with a throttle and a tough Lycoming engine that came with these instructions. Takeoff power, meaning full power, may be used for only a maximum of 5 minutes. The pilot was instructed to back off from full power as soon as possible. Trouble was ahead for those that ignored the warning. Folks, we've probably all realized if we continue at maximum power, the engine of who we are, whether physically, mentally, spiritually, will eventually combust. There is a term here in Sweden called walking into the wall because people just become exhausted for a variety of reasons. God does not intend for us to become exhausted. God did not make his creation to run at 100% all the time. He intended that you and I exert maximum amount for a short season and then back off. Not for days on end, not even for a full entire day, because that is exhausting to go 100% all day long. God designed us to have rhythms and flows in our life. So how do we know this? How can I say this is what God designed for us? Well, we have the Old Testament talking about God took the day off on the seventh day. God instituted the Sabbath. He said, hey, people, you need to do this. You need to take a day off. That Sabbath meant on Saturday night at 6 p.m., they stopped working. During the day, they prepared the food for the next day so they wouldn't have to make the food, because God was so intentional. Don't do anything. Have your meal already ready for tomorrow so you can just rest in who I am. God also instituted that the land was to be healthy, that every seventh year you wouldn't plant your crops because there needed a nutrients and a refreshment in the soil as well. So that's all the Old Testament. What about the New Testament? Well, let's just look at the life of Jesus. Jesus practiced getting away, unplugging, and refreshing. In Mark 6, it says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. So they just finished a ministry time, a time of being with the people. After Jesus left them, he went up onto a mountainside to pray. He got away from the people. He got away from those he did life with to just take some time to be with his Father. Luke 6:12, on one of those days, Jesus went up out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Luke 9, about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter and John and James with him and went up to a mountain to pray. Jesus knew that he needed regular rhythms of getting away and unplugging. Because as we live life and as we do things, again, our schedule can dictate our entire life. But Jesus was intentional that he took time to get away and just to be with the Father. That his prayer life wasn't just in, dear Lord, bless this food as we partake of it today, amen. Or Jesus, heal the sick girl. Or Jesus, be with this person. Or Father, he's not praying in his name. Father, be with this person. Raise this person from the dead. Heal this body. It wasn't just, Lord, do these things, but it was, God, Father, I need to spend some time with you. I need to hear your voice. Jesus talked about the disciples learning to hear the Father's voice just as he hears it. That is what we as followers of Jesus should be doing, is in our rest, it's to unplug and connect. It's to replug back in to the Heavenly Father. Jesus just didn't do this himself. We just read there in Luke 9 that he took Peter, James, and John with him. But then also Mark 6:31, it says, then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. I mean, Jesus could have taken advantage and said, hey, we have 3 years. I'm going to run these guys to the ground because we got to get the word out. I got to make sure I impart wisdom and wisdom. You know, these guys are human. They just don't understand everything. I only got 3 years. Come on, I got to pour in, pour and pour. She said, no, we can't just keep serving. We can't just keep giving. We have to pull away to a quiet place and get some rest. The application of this truth is that believers need to daily enter into his rest. You and I, experiencing communion or connection, relationship with God, the one who is the source and essence of rest, so that our souls are re-energized, refreshed, and satisfied in him. See, Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says this, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This morning, after I left the house, I went to the office, church office, for a bit to just kind of print some things off and just kind of focus on today. And as I was driving over here from Olustan, just like, God, I just love the rain. I was just so like, yeah, the rain is here. Just like the Lord spoke to me. He said, just like the land needs the rain, you need the rain. When we have, when there is a drought, it's because there's been what? No rain, no water. And what happens in periods of drought? Crops die. Famine in the land. I mean, look at the book of Egypt. Joseph had that, interpreted the dream. They had 7 good years followed by 7 years of famine. They prepared and got ready for it. I look at my home country, the United States, because of the various droughts that California's had. When the rain does come, it creates landslides, mudslides. When the rain doesn't come, there's wildfires that take place, burning everything because it's so dry. For us, when we are not spending our time with the Father, when we are not in His presence, we are creating for ourselves our own spiritual drought. Where when the fire and trials of life come, it's easy for us to be burned up and to be destroyed, for us to become overwhelmed by the situations and circumstances of life, that we become buried in the mudslide of life. And God spoke to me and said, "Brandon, you all need to realize that to rest in me means that you get the refreshment like this rain, like the earth needs the rain, so the soil can be refreshed and nutrientized and that the crops can grow, there can be life and health. You need to be in my presence every day. That the rain would fall on us. Because some of us are dry and weary. Just like Jesus said, come to me all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Church, the idea for this summer is, our hope and desire is, yes, we all should get some rest, but don't just unplug from everything. Stay plugged in to Jesus. This is where it's incumbent upon you that you have to be intentional. We won't have these Sunday services where you can come and get your rain. You have to get your rain yourself. You have to create circumstances in your life and in your daily routine where the rain can flow and flood upon you and come down on you. Because the Heavenly Father wants to pour out on you and restore you and revive you and refresh you. But if you stay away, you're just going to become dry, and drier, and drier. And when the fire and trials of life come, just might just altogether burn up and burn out. That's not what God has and wants for you. So enjoy the rain. Seek the rain. Allow His presence to come down on you and in you and through you every day this summer. So my takeaways, my thoughts for this today, what I hope that you walk away with is that, just that, that you are taking a moment every single day to connect with the Lord and to be refreshed. That you would challenge yourself, that you would look at your schedule and go, okay, some of us are still working, so how are you going to build in, where are you going to put that time with Jesus? Are you going to wake up a little bit earlier? Are you not going to watch a show on the way to work, but are you just going to read that Bible app or have it read to you as you just focus on your time with God? What are you going to do to create that time? And then it leads into the second one. We have to be intentional with growth. This is your summer to grow. This is your summer to cultivate yourself so you come back after this summer of refreshment stronger, a little bit deeper in your maturity with who God is. Yes, we provide the tools of the summer of wisdom. You can watch those every second or third day. But there's also so many churches are online. You can watch church services. There's churches that have podcasts, much like we do, that you can listen to the Word of God. But you have to choose. I want you to choose to be intentional this summer to grow your faith. Stretch yourself. Gain those spiritual muscles that God has. Or condition your spiritual muscles so you can run farther and longer for longer periods of time. Because sometimes life, there is a marathon. And running a marathon is a lot different than running a 100-meter dash, which I can't do either, so. But it's all kinds of different training. Train yourself. Let this be a summer where you are building those muscles, conditioning yourself to be refreshed, to know what it is to go without having the refreshment of the Lord on a daily basis, that it's not just every Sunday that you are refreshed because you come and sing the songs and you worship the Lord. Do that every day. If you wash the dishes, put on some music and sing to the Lord while washing the dishes. If you got to vacuum the house, put your headphones on and vacuum while singing to the Lord. Let your neighbors wonder what's going on. If you got to walk your dog, put on the headphones and walk and sing to the Lord. Thank Him for His beautiful creation. If you got to sit on the beach and enjoy some sunshine, put on some instrumental music and just think of the Lord and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the warmth of the sunshine. So many ways that we can intentionally be refreshed in the Lord every day. So this morning, I want to go back to what God said to me as we close. Keen, if you can just put some music on. Felt like in what the Lord was saying with that word, that there are some of you and some of us here this morning that are just that, dry. Whether it's because you've not been intentional in being with the Lord, or whether the chaos of life has just scorched you and burned you, or circumstances, whatever has led you to this point of you are in a drought, today is your day to be refreshed. That the Lord wants to pour out on you. That you've come in here as a dry sponge, but He wants you to dip into His presence and to walk out a slopping wet sponge today, because you are saturated by His presence. So I want to take a moment and just allow you the opportunity of just say, God, I want you this morning. I want to be refreshed. I want to be saturated by you. If you would like prayer, I will be here to pray with you. But I encourage you, come up here and pray, or pray in your seat. Take a moment for yourself. We're all going to do this. So take a moment. And then I'll come up and close in prayer. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Father, for showing yourself to us today, for helping us to realize that your desire for us in rest is to be with you, to connect, to plug in to you, that you are the source of our strength. You are the source of our life. You are the source of our hope. You are the source of our dreams. You are the refreshment. You are the living water that will rain down on us this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for raining down. God, I pray that everyone is walking out of here today refreshed and saturated, or are being saturated by you. Some of us may need to spend a little bit more time with you today to be fully saturated. God, I pray that we would do that. That we would not just stop here in this moment, but that we would allow you to continue to pour onto us, that we would be intentional, even with today, of setting aside some time just to be with you. Thank you, Father. Thank you that your reign is for us, that you will refresh the barren lands, that you will sprout up a new life within us if we have been scorched and burned and feel lifeless. God, may we surrender to you. Surrender our plans and our desires so you can birth something new inside of us. Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Jesus, we ask these things in your name. Amen.